tell people that I am the ultramarathon mindset coach. I am an ultramarathon runner, and I'm a mindset coach. I help lawyers and business owners rescue themselves from burnout. But a lot of people hear me say this, that I'm an ultramarathon mindset coach, and they think that I developed an ultramarathon mindset because I run ultramarathons. It kind of makes sense. I mean, and I usually say that first, I'm an ultramarathon runner, and I'm a mindset coach. So they kind of put it in that order. But that's not the way it happened. I became an ultramarathon runner because I had the mindset first. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host, an ultramarathon runner and mindset coach. I say it in that order. The Monday Morning Mindset is where I share these ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset will determine your success, whatever you do, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn. Running an ultramarathon is hard. And it is significantly harder than running in a marathon. A marathon is 26.2 miles, and technically the definition for an ultra marathon is anything longer than a marathon. And so, you know, the technical definition is if you run 26.3 miles, you have run an ultra marathon. But most of us who run ultra marathons say, you know, the 50K is the real starting point. That's the shortest distance that most races are that qualify as an ultra. You don't find too many 27-mile ultramarathons. It's just if you're gonna run more than a marathon, do something, you know, that's at least a little bit more difficult. So that in reality, the most races, the 50K, is only 4.8 miles more than a marathon. But if anybody who's a marathon runner will find out that those 4.8 miles take you into a whole different world than just running a marathon. Yes, it is harder physically, that 4.8 miles, but it's the mental challenge that makes it different, makes it difficult. It makes it difficult to run because of the mental challenge of those extra 4.8 miles. The average runner, takes an extra probably 45 minutes to an hour more to run a 50K than they do to run an ultra. Now, for those who are the back of the pack like me, it's significantly more than that. And so marathon runners talk about the fact, you know, there's this phrase they call hitting the wall. And you know, it's that time where your body is kind of, you know, you run out of the sugars in your body, the glucose. There's scientific reasons they've studied it, and I probably shouldn't have even tried to go there to talk about the science. What happens is you get to 19 or 20 miles in a marathon, and you feel like you can't go any farther. And so, you know what, marathon runners, when they get to hitting the wall, they have to dig deep inside themselves, and they will themselves just to grit their teeth and to bear down and go 6.2 miles more. What happens in an ultramarathon is that you're only a third of the way through when you get to that 20-mile part where most marathons hit the wall. So that 4.8 miles extra added on to the end of a marathon is what makes an ultramarathon such a challenge. And, you know, that's just a 50K. Then there's, you know, that's the beginning section. It's the beginning part of ultramarathon running. 50K is kind of the starter ultra. There's the 50 miles. There's 100K, which turns to be, you know, 60 miles is kind of the average. And then there's 100 miles. And lately, you know, 100 miles has become kind of the new marathon. If people want to set a goal, I mean, ultra marathon runners, they'll start with a 50K oftentimes, and their goal is to run a 100-mile race. Now, you do need to have drive and mental toughness. You do need to have, you know, some sort of mental determination to finish and to run an ultra marathon. But mental toughness isn't the same thing as having what I call an ultramarathon mindset. When you have mental toughness, your body is driving your mind. Sorry, getting my words mixed up. Your mind is driving your body, if you, to have a picture of a horse race, you know, there's, you know, been horse races have been on the news this year, and you see the jockey sitting there, and as they're coming into the stretch, the jockey has a whip in his hand and he's beating the horse on the butt to try to make the horse go faster. You know, but it's interesting. I think the guy, whoever, Rich Strike, who ran the Kentucky Derby, came from the behind the very, very last horse and won without his jockey ever using the whip. I thought that was kind of interesting. That kind of goes along with what I'm trying to say. Mental toughness is driving yourself. It's whipping your body. And there's a lot of, if you look online about how to develop mental toughness, there's coaches out there, mindset coaches, life coaches, running coaches say, you know, if you want to run an ultramarathon, you need to get yourself mentally tough. And you can do this by taking cold showers. And there's also the phrase they call get comfortable with being uncomfortable, that you specifically put yourself into situations where your body is wanting to get out of, and you just make your mind, you use your mind to keep yourself in that uncomfortable situation. That's what I'm talking about, mental toughness. And you can find plenty of people out there who use this approach. I know a lot of ultramarathon runners, you know, some people who are very famous who, they say, you can't hurt me. They do some amazing things. They'll push themselves far beyond seems to be any kind of physical limits. Some of these people who do these extraordinary things because of their mental toughness, it kind of borders on abuse. I mean, there's their mind abusing their body, pushing their body so far that it's right on the verge of breaking, and sometimes does break, and then they go back out and do it again. There are a lot of runners who fall into this category. And so mental toughness, I think the difference between mental toughness and having an ultramarathon mindset is what I want to talk about here. So if you're using mental toughness to try to finish your race, there's a basis that is that your identity is that comes from performance, that your mind says, I have to go and get this thing done. I have to accomplish whatever I'm driving my body to do, because you know who I am is based on the results of my performance. And so, in short, kind of like, I feel like a winner because of what I can do. So I can do these things. I'm an ultramarathon runner. I have that identity, and so I have to keep doing and pushing myself to do these things so that I can feel good about myself. That is, I think, the basis of mental toughness. Now, most people don't ever admit that. I mean, a lot of times we don't often have awareness of what is really driving us to do the things that we do. And so last Monday morning mindset, I talked about managing your thoughts and your emotions, and that you can manage your thoughts and emotions, but you can't control them. So I want to talk now a little bit about what the ultramarathon mindset is. The mental toughness is driving your body. Ultramarathon mindset is having a cooperation between your mind and your body. When I talked about the jockey on Rich Strike, not using the whip. Yeah, there was a synergy between the jockey and the horse. I mean, I think anybody who rides, who's been around horses, knows that there should be. I mean, if you're riding, there can be this link, almost a psychic link between the rider and the horse. And the horse just kind of instinctively knows what the rider wants to do. That's what should happen. And that's what I'm talking about for having an ultramarathon mindset, that cooperation between your mind and your body. You manage your energy, your thoughts, and your emotions for peak performance. And that's why I say that is the key. If you want to run an ultramarathon, the key to finishing, whether it's 50K, 50 miles, 100K, 100 miles, 200 miles, I mean, they have ultras now going up to, there are multiple day ultras. Managing your energy and your thoughts and your emotions is the key. You have to manage your physical energy. You have to manage your thoughts, the things that you think, the stories that you tell yourself. And you have to manage your emotions. All three of those are going to be a significant challenge for ultramarathons. That's kind of the appeal of why we run it. It's about going the distance. I say it's about planning for mile 73 before you even start the race, if you're going 100 miles. what happens to you at mile 73, usually your plans have fallen apart, things haven't gone quite the way you expected, and your energy is at, you're trying to keep your energy up, and your mind and your emotions are going crazy. So it's the ultramarathon mindset is looking at that and realizing, okay, I'm going to be in this situation. How will I manage? How can I learn how to manage my energy, my thoughts, and my emotions when I'm in that kind of pressure at mile 73? For the ultramarathon mindset, the basis of it, the basis is that my performance comes from my identity. What I do as an ultramarathon runner is because of my ultramarathon mindset, I am an ultramarathon runner, so I run ultramarathons. If the race doesn't come out the way I want, if I'm DFL, which is dead flat last or dead effing last, or DNF, did not finish, I can deal with those two things, being the very last person on the course or having, not being able to finish. That doesn't affect how I feel about myself, doesn't affect my identity, because I know I'm going to go back, I'm going to work on it again. The mindset is to keep going, not just for that race. It's to keep going and keep working towards your goal, keep moving forward no matter what happens. That's why I say the ultramarathon mindset is for life. It's not just about running. Now see, a lot of people still use the mental toughness approach for life. And when you go through stress, you have, things aren't working out right. You have stressful added pressure at the job. As a business owner, all of the challenges you have as a business owner, if you're just trying to use mental toughness to drive yourself forward, eventually you're going to burn out. I know that from experience. With an ultramarathon mindset, you manage your energy, your thoughts, and your emotions for the long haul. You take care of yourself. You manage. There are times, you have to push through. There are times you have to just keep going. Mile 73, you have to make the decision to just keep going. But it's different. It's not your mind driving your body. It is a cooperation between your mind and your body to keep going. I've learned the difference between mental toughness and having the ultramarathon mindset as a business owner first. I learned that in my business long before I ever started running. So I took that same mindset into my running. I know what it feels like to be burned out as a business owner. I spent a lot of time in my business using mental toughness to keep myself going and to try to keep up. So as a coach, when I talk about having an ultramarathon mindset, it is for life. It is, I'm an ultramarathon runner. I'm a mindset coach, but my coaching is for all of life. As a business owner, no matter what you're facing in life, yes, running is part of life, and you have to have an ultramarathon mindset to deal with mile 73 in an ultramarathon or that difficult conversation you need to have with your client. That mindset will help you manage your thoughts, your emotions, and your energies. It took me years of trial and error to learn how to do this. And so what I offer my clients is a way to avoid that trial and error and get on a quicker path to success. I offer a free 25-minute mindset reset call. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. I am going to try to help you get started with the thing that is the biggest thing that is feels like a roadblock that is keeping you from having that ultramarathon mindset. I can help you rescue yourself from burnout. Give me a call. It is ultramindsetpodcast.run. ultramindsetpodcast.run. You can leave me a voice message or text message there and set up, or you also can just set up a free 25-minute. I've got a calendar there. You can schedule a call with me. You don't have to contact me. Set up the appointment that works for you. I'd be glad to talk with you and help you get started. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time.